Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hello, Erwin.
Shut up and let's talk.
That's what we do best.
Cracked Latin, live in a trio format here at WFMU. By the way, I want to thank Ernie Indradat for engineering this session. I'll thank him again later, but I didn't want to forget. Lane Steinberg, vocal and acoustic guitar. Luis Accorsi on vocal. And Charlie Zeleny on percussion. I'm going to see if I can move this computer so you guys can see me. Does that matter?
Yeah, I see you.
You can hear me okay, right?
I see you.
I know your facial expressions by now.
So you've got a live gig coming up on the 12th of August, but that's going to be the full band, right?
Yeah, the whole enchilada, as
they
say.
The whole shebang, right?
It's 13,
no,
17
this
pieces?
This is 11 pieces, Dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's Charlie. Hey, Charlie, lean into the mic when you...
Howdy.
And Charlie does the arrangements, right?
He does.
I do the arrangements. I'm the MD, music director.
He charts out all these crazy things we come up with.
Many, many countless hours at night, through the night even sometimes, too.
He'll call me up in 3 in the morning. Lane, is it an A minor 7th or a D minor 7th here on bar 36? And I'm like, you know.
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah.
So the keyboardist played with Sonny Rollins, huh?
Sure did. Mark Soskin.
Wow.
Great player.
Still does.
Still does, actually. Yeah.
I just played Sonny Rollins, yeah, and he's still alive, 80.
Wow. And cooking.
Yeah. So, Luis and Lane, I know there's a lot of bad blood between you two, that you really hate each other because, let's see, Luis, you got kicked out of Lane's band about 30 years ago, right?
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm
did.
Not making that up.
No.
Can you tell the vignette?
I can completely tell the vignette. We met in art class, and when the teacher decided to deface my drawing... because it wasn't that good, but it was a nude, and I was enjoying it. And the teacher came over, and he decides to apply the graphite to my drawing. I jumped up, and I go, no, no, this is my drawing. And then Lane just cracked up. So after class, he goes, he wanted to meet with me. So I showed him all these drawings of philosophers, because, you know,
that's what Luis would do in his spare time. We draw philosophers.
Yeah, and when you're from Venezuela,
Hegel.
And you're almost anorexic and you have a lot of pimples and you're not doing so well, you think about philosophy. But anyway, so then that led to the fact that we both loved music, and then Lane's big band was the Beatles, and my big band was the Rolling Stones. And you know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were, you know,
rivals.
Yeah. Hey, you weren't supposed to say that with rhyming me. But anyway, yeah. So there were rivals. So then we started a band, and it's very cool, and I'm loving it, and I'm a really good drummer back then. But then they decided to play Taxman. And you know how Taxman is...
Yeah.
It's got a little jump to it. And of course I couldn't get the jump. So the little skip. And I saw him look over to his compatriota. And they were teammates, and they go, he's not going to cut it. And that was it. I was kicked out of the band.
You kicked him out.
So I joined a much better band than theirs called Jean's Capella.
Yeah, Luis decided to go totally rock and roll, Latin.
And punk and everything else. And these guys went melodic, Beach Boys.
In a band called The Wind.
Yes, yes.
Which actually had a following and made some recordings.
Made some recordings and still has a following. And we've morphed into Tan Sleeve. Still, Steve and I are...
Steve was in the band.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Steve. He was the other guy. He was the other guy who pushed Luis over the cliff.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we're all friends. So.
Good. Were you not in touch over the years, you and Luis, or...
No. We were always in touch, but what happened is Luis started hanging out a lot more in the city, and in the interim, I think that through the years, certainly in the late 90s, early 90s, I started to get really into Brazilian music and Latin music, and Luis had a knowledge of a lot of the stuff that I didn't about certain early... Latin stuff like salsa and fania stuff, and we started to hang out and listen to a lot of this music together, and we started to talk about morphing that sort of sound into this punk ideology of the early Stones and that really immediate rock and roll vibe, and Cracked Latin was born.
Wow. And this is the first time you've played together as a trio.
Yes, yes, actually this is, outside of Luis's bedroom, yeah.
Well, why don't you make some more music? Why don't you do two more songs, then we'll chat again, and then you'll do some more music.
Actually, sure. We're going to do, we're going to do a song with that we co-wrote. It's going to be on our next record that we co-wrote. We started with R. Stevie Moore, a longtime friend of the station. So it's a crack Latin R. Stevie Moore composition called Little Bit of Loving.